Hey, yeah, cool. You found the place. Oh, yeah. I'm V. Come on in. Nice to meet you too. Don't look so spooked, dude. I won't bite. Relax. Like I said in my messages, I just wanted to talk to you about a little investment opportunity. You've been doing pretty well for yourself, by the looks of all the advice you've been giving out freely on my Discord. So, I figured I'd come to you with this limited time offer first. No, I wasn't looking for a personal tutorial or anything. Shut up for a second. Look, do I look like a nerd that gives a fuck about crypto? If you want to rip off artists, like, do it on your own time, okay? I don't give a shit what the difference between NFTs and crypto are. I'm getting emails every goddamn day from my old DeviantArt account from high school. Good to know that my Microsoft Paint Nine Inch Nails fan art still has merit. I'm pretty sure the piece that was inspired by Reptile went for 8 ETH to some asshole in Ohio. It's just annoying. The energy consumption, the supply chain issues it's creating. You saw me begging on Twitter to update my rig with double RTXs and a new processor. I tried for weeks to get them legit, but yeah, the VTuber model upgrade was nice. You like the cat ears? Thank you. I focus a lot on those to ensure their detail comes out. And they're actually meant to be left up to your imagination. They could be corgi ears or kitsune ears or cat ears. I spent a lot of time on it and, practicing the movements, making sure my big tits are bouncing in sync with the even bigger ones on screen. The time it took to get my fishnet accents right. And time is money. Speaking of money, let's talk about why I even invited you here. You've been a fan of mine since I upgraded from a phone mic to a real mic. You even opted for the highest tier of my Patreon when I had zero content on it. You don't really like or comment, but at least you subscribed. So, based on your Reddit history. No, I wasn't fucking stalking you, you dork. The fuck would I need to stalk you for? Anyway, I figured from your Reddit history that with your diversified portfolio, you'd know when to take a chance on a good investment. And while I'm not really supportive of crypto, and I wish all these gaming companies would stop trying to tell me that I want crypto and NFTs in my fucking games, I know that if my instincts are telling me that there's an opportunity, I should jump on it. So I have a proposal for you. A proposal to make me your NFT girlfriend. What's a better investment than on your favorite big titty goth performer? I can be yours. All yours. That means you can call me your girlfriend. I'll put your Twitter handle in my bio. You can join me on streams. We can even collab on GWA. All you need to do is log into your wallet, select your cryptocurrency of choice. I'll type in the desired amount, and we can start as soon as the transfer is complete. No, I'm not gonna fuck you. I mean, you're halfway decent looking, better than I was expecting, but no. This would be the same concept I've seen you explain to so many fucking people. I'd be your easily verifiable digital asset. You already pay a generous amount on my streams. You're still my top gifter after all this time. You've gotten a number of commissions from me, so I know exactly what you like. And I'm a fucking hot girl. Look at me. Even without all this makeup on, I'm fucking fine. You haven't been able to stop looking at my body since you got here. Is it because of how similar it is to my original crop top and boy shorts VTuber outfit? They're a little tighter than they were when I posted those lewds, but I'll blame lockdown for that. We can even do a little photo shoot today, so you have proof for all your little weeb friends. Yeah, you're obviously a weeb. I don't need to check your Reddit history for that. Here, sit down on this chair. Comfy, huh? Yeah. That Secret Lab sponsorship sure comes in handy. They made it black with these hot pink accents just for me. And the embroidered silver V is my favorite. Now, roll on up to the screen and we can make the transfer. If you don't want to, no hard feelings, but you can swiftly get the fuck out of my house. Oh, see how easy that was? Oh, look how pretty my lipstick is on your skin. Whew, all right. Turn around. I can sit on your lap and take some pictures. This is a vintage Polaroid, so you'll have something even better than a PNG you can just right-click and save. Now, smile! Oh, that one looks okay, but I don't know. It's a little make-a-wish. Okay, how about you do one where you grab my tits? Over the shirt. No, like, actually grab them. Come on. I'm not gonna fucking break. Just, you know, act like you like it. There we go. Yeah, don't mind my nipples getting hard. I'm not wearing a bra, and your hands are cold. You can squeeze them, though, for a better shot. There we go. Yeah, squeeze a little harder. Jesus, did I just feel your cock twitch? Is this the first time you've had a girl in your lap? Don't answer that question. I don't need to know. I'm just thinking. This is a good opportunity. If we time it right, you could maybe leak these pictures online. And maybe I'll get a Kim Kardashian-sized bump in subscribers. Okay, how good are you at taking pictures? Well, I was thinking I could get on my knees and just hold your cock in my hands. What the fuck are you nervous for? Your face won't be in the pictures. Mine will be. And don't act like you don't want to brag to all your friends that I wanted your cock so bad. Again, you're welcome to leave at any time. But it doesn't look like you want to leave. Take this. I can unzip you. It's the least I can do. After that massive donation. Oh. Yeah, it's fine or whatever. I guess. Now, take another picture with it in my hands. You know, it's kind of funny that I know exactly what to do to get you off. The amount of times you've commissioned me, I know all your favorite tags by heart. My lipstick looks even better on your cock. Don't forget to take the picture, idiot. How does that look? No shit, it looks good, but like, what would get more retweets and upvotes? I'm asking you because you're my target market. Never mind. I know what to do. Put the camera down. I'm gonna suck your cock. Not because I like you or anything, but because I like to make authentic content. So you're gonna hold the back of my head as I give you a blowjob, and you're gonna make sure to get tears out of me. Yes, actual tears. I've got plenty of eyeliner on and mascara, so my face should be nice and messy by the time you take the picture. Don't act so innocent. I've probably upgraded half my gear just from your blowjob commissions. Try not to fuck this up. Okay. Don't be so gentle. Do you know how hard I have to shove that dildo down my throat to get the face fucking noises you like? Be better. Even deeper. Make my face a mess. Creaming like it was sweat. So fluffy. Here it comes. I haven't swallowed a load that good in years. Yeah, don't get cocky. Remember, this is just because I want to expand my brand. Where the fuck do you think you're going? Time for you to get on your knees. I'll pull these shorts down and sit on my desk here. Look at you with the camera still in hand. Good job. Now, I'm gonna spread my legs and make sure you get the logo in the shot. Yes, my pussy is wet, but it's just because it's been a while. Although, if you want to make yourself useful, you could taste me if you wanted. Just another thing to brag to your friends about, right? Let's see if you can make me come. Oh, you look a lot cuter with your mouth on my pussy. It's been so long since I've had a guy eat me out. Oh, it feels like, oh, it's been a long time for you too. You certainly are hungry. Grip my thighs harder. Oh, yeah. Oh, spread them apart more. I really thought I'd have to pin you down. Oh, and ride your face. That feels good. Your tongue swirling like that. It's getting me so close. Yes. Oh, bury your face in my pussy. I'm gonna come so hard for you. Shit. Oh, you're really good at that. Oh. Don't clean off your face. My scent can be like a bonus gift or something. God, you're already hard again. I really am your favorite. Aren't I? I think one more round of photos ought to do it. Yeah, but this time with me bent over the desk. I feel like showing my entire desk setup will make my sponsors go crazy. Oh, yeah, I was talking about you fucking me from behind. No. I don't have any condoms, but it's not like I'm fucking anyone else or anything. Look, I know you want to fuck me. Your cock is at full attention at the thought of bending me over and filling me with your cum. So, why don't you do it? You own me, right? Then fuck me and breed me. Oh, yes. Your cock feels even better in my pussy. Oh, I can arch my back more so you can get deeper. Oh, stretch me. Oh, yeah. Feel that squeeze around your cock. Oh, I can squeeze even tighter if you spank me. Oh, harder than that. I'm your property, dude. There you go. More. Oh, that feels so good. Keep pounding my pussy. Show me how much you own my fucking cunt. Yeah. Close. I need you to fill me with your cum. Every drop. Marking me as yours. Oh, breed me. Fill my pussy. Oh, I wanna feel you pulse. Hold it deep. Oh, come inside me. Think you've got enough proof of your asset. Ones you can set as your profile picture, and ones you can show people at Magic the Gathering parties or whatever. I guess I should thank you for being such a great supporter of my content. I don't know if I could have gotten this far without your constant encouragement. All those times you notice the little details, just like my ears. And the fact that you can fuck like a champ just adds to your dorky, nerdy charm. I ordered some pizza. It's on its way to be delivered before I go live, so if you wanted to stick around and share some of that with me, I wouldn't mind. Yeah, I gotta meet lovers.